Our scripture today comes from the 7th chapter of the book of Matthew. And Jesus is teaching, as he always does, in a parable. May we listen with an open ear. Often, as anyone who's heard me give messages before, I ask you to listen and figure out who you are in this parable. I may have mentioned my brother wrote a book years ago called From the Edge of the Crowd, and he took a number of scriptures and wrote letters as if he was standing at the edge of the crowd. So maybe if we stand at the edge of this crowd and hear Jesus, by the time it's through, we'll be further in, closer to him. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to the wise man who built his house on a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat the house, and it fell. And great was its fall. And so it was when Jesus had ended these sayings that people were astonished at his teachings, for he taught them as one having authority and not as a scribe. Thank you, Lord, for your word. You all remember the children's story, The Three Little Pigs. There were three little pigs, and very much unlike Laura and Steve's three little peeps. But there were three little pigs, and they had a friendship. They had a friendship. They were the three little pigs, and they needed a place to live. And so the first little pig said, "Not to worry, I'm going to build my house out of straw. I mean, just look around. It's all over here, and it's not going to take much for me to build it. I can gather it up and put it on and thatched roof the whole nine yards. Bear with me. This is the third season on today, and I'm very relaxed. So if you don't understand a word, raise your hand. I'll try to say it again. So he built his house, and the good friend that he was, he invited everyone for a housewarming, and they were all there having a housewarming party, and the big bad wolf came, and he huffed, and he puffed, and he blew the house down. And all the three little pigs scampered away. Well, that didn't work real well. So the three little pigs got together again, and the second one said, "Well, of course it blew down. You did nothing but straw. I'm going to do mine in sticks, because I heard sticks and stones will break my bones, so sticks have to be pretty sturdy." So he and his friends hammered and built this lovely home out of sticks. Well, they had their housewarming again, and who shows up but the big bad wolf, who huffed and puffed and blew it down again. And the three of them scurried away. Well, you have to give the third little pig some credit. He probably, it doesn't say so in the story, but I bet you dollars to donuts, while they were hiding out in the woods from the big bad wolf, he said, "Will you now listen to me? Did I tell you this is a stupid idea? Because I'm going to build my house out of bricks, and he can't huff and puff." So he went to the planning commission and got his architectural drawings approved, and he came and got the stonemason, and they got this house done, and it was gorgeous. And of course, he invited his two friends to the housewarming, And as they sat there having fellowship and breaking bread together, the big bad wolf came, huffed and puffed, but could not blow it down. We all have the big bad wolf in our lives. In Houston, the big bad wolf was called Harvey. But we all have floods in our lives. We all have something that comes and blows us away. Makes it so that we can begin to wonder, is God really here? The song that was sung is one of my favorites. And I was very pleased when Charity told me she was going to, it was going to be sung today, so that I didn't end up going. The lead singer of Mercy Me, when his eldest son was 2 years old, was told that the child had type 1 diabetes and would have it for life. When the young man was about 13, there was a health crisis due to diabetes, and that's when that song was written. I know you're able, and I know you can save from the fire with your mighty hand, but even if you don't, my hope in you alone. Where is your hope? Where is your foundation? Is it in the scriptures, or is it, as I said earlier at last service, is it in what I call the gospel according to Oprah? You know, Oprah says, if you dig down deep enough in yourself, you can do anything. Well, I've dug deep enough, and I hate to tell you, but there's nothing but sludge. We're all human. Where is our foundation? Can you stand and say, how firm a foundation, because I know my God is there. I know that Christ strengthens me, and I will not grow weary. I will not faint. No matter how bad it is, God will give me the strength to get my buns off the bed and my feet on the floor. That I can go forward, even if, when I was a year ago, June, when I was in Jamaica, after my daughter-in-law died, I was having a very, very hard day, even harder than usual. But my granddaughter, and the rule was, you know, you can't cry in front of the three-year-old. And I was glad Scott told me that, so I didn't do that. So one day I was having a terrible time trying to hold it together, and I said to Kaylee, get Grammy a tissue because she's very sweaty. You live in Jamaica with no air conditioning, you get sweaty. So she brought a tissue, and this little three-year-old patted my brow and my cheeks and my neck and my décolleté and my, oh, just all over. And then she said, Grammy, take off your glasses because your eyes are sweating too. And then we sang our song. Kaylee and I sang our song, this is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice, as only a three-year-old can jump up and say rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Now you see why I have a speaking rather than a singing ministry, Charity. Where is your foundation? Is it on the rock of Christ? Is it on the scriptures? Is it truly there? Or is it in, as a commercial I heard the other day, threw me for a loop, because the commercial was, are you ready for the next stock market crash? I hadn't made out my grocery list, never mind my stock market list. Chuck Swindoll once said that there's a train wreck in everyone's life, and you just hope it's early enough in your life that you'll have time to get over it and rise above it. But we don't do it alone. Christ alone can be the foundation that keeps you going, that keeps you moving, that keeps you upright when the winds blow so hard that you don't think you will. The last time I preached in this pulpit was the time I preached, "How do you pray during a tsunami?" How do you do it? You only do it when you have a foundation. And the foundation has to be in Christ. And one of the best ways to firm that foundation up is to sing the praises, is to see the faithfulness and the foundation that Christ has given you. The end of our scripture says, "And the people were amazed because he taught with authority, not as the scribes." He didn't teach as those that knew the law. He didn't teach like those that said, "You should do. Don't forget to." These are people who had 617 laws they could not break every day. I read the book, Living Biblically, for a year. I probably broke at least 17 before I even rolled over in the morning. We don't live like that. We live in God's grace. We live in his world. We live where he is. And that's the foundation. That's the paper and the pencil. That's the friendship that's always there no matter what comes. How firm is your foundation? Is your foundation made out of, I don't know, the straw that's easy to pick up? Is it about those twigs and trees that look so sturdy? Or is it on Christ, the cornerstone? Christ, the rock, the scriptures that give us daily what we need, where we need it, and how to do it. In a few minutes, we're going to have communion and hear those words that Christ told his disciples, that "I am going, but not to worry, because I will always be with you." Know that we know he's able and we know he can, but even if he doesn't, he's still here. He gives that grounding, that amount of strength that we need. When I grow up, I want to be my younger sister, who after the death of her son, walked through the fire. And you know what? She doesn't even smell like smoke. I want to be that woman. Stand with me. Stand and say, I want to be that person who, no matter what, the foundation is there. That big bad wolf of the world can't blow me off of my foundation in Christ. My foundation, no matter what. For he is able, and he can, and in his way, and in his time, he does, and will continue to. For the authority upon which he speaks is not the world. But of God and the Spirit and Christ's grace. Build your foundation on Christ alone. Know that no matter what, no matter when, he is still there. When the floods come, you won't be washed away. He's already been to the planning commission. He's already been the architect. You won't be blown away. No matter what, no matter how much, the huff and the puff comes. My friends, build your foundation. Get into the Word, and you will be huff and puff proof. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you so that you have given us this time and this place. And as we come to your table, open our hearts, open our hands, that we may be given the strength, the love, and the grace. Amen.